to ask you, the move. You talked about it. It came down, obviously, a lot of fans very upset. 28-year Royal Adam Proud, myself for one, and a ton of other people. How can you describe your time, your 3-4 years in Philly, with the fans and with the history that the Philadelphia Wings had?
Honestly, it was just a great experience, and to be a part of the history, you know, having them be around so far and some of the great names that had come before me, and to be a part of that was something special for me. Obviously, I wish they, you know, were able to stick around and I could stay a couple more seasons and see where we ended up. But, you know, you kind of just got to, you know, it's the nature of the business. It sucks, you know, because being that I've set up a life and started to set up a life in Philadelphia. But, you know, just the things, the little things that the fans would do stick out in my mind. Like, I remember my first time I was on the Philly.com chat, and someone asked me what my favorite ice cream was, and I said Moose Tracks, but I haven't found it in the stores. And then someone in the next game picked me up a whole tub of Moose Tracks ice cream. And then, you know, just little stuff like that. Even though that ice cream melted before the end of the game, I got a few bites in at halftime. But, like, little stuff like that, you know, that's the stuff I'm going to remember. And I really haven't had a chance to reflect on it either, being that the World Games just happened and the big win I had. So I'm sure, you know, as I season's over, playing over, I'll have a chance to reflect and appreciate it even more.
Now, you brought back a memory. Obviously, a lot of fans didn't get a chance to thank the guys as they usually do at the end of every season at this fan appreciation. Is there anything you want to say personally to the fans of Philadelphia as, unfortunately, you make this move to Connecticut?
Yeah, I would, you know, definitely thank them for those memories. And, you know, they said when I came in that these fans were the best fans in the league, and they were crazy, and they'd yell at you, and you know, it wasn't always good things, and I definitely was on the receiving end of the bad things sometimes, but, you know, that's what you appreciate, it because there's a certain loyalty to the sport, a certain loyalty to Philadelphia and the Wings tradition that you don't find in a lot of other places, and, you know, that, by far, of all the teams I've played on, was the most, you know, crazy atmosphere and the most fun to play in, and to get to interact with our fans it was really important to me, and it made me feel, you know, once I came in that, you know, the arms were wrapped around me, and I was one of the boys on the team, and they would take care of me no matter what. They'd have my back. So we're definitely, you know, there's nothing you can't really say enough to you know, thank everyone for their commitment, and obviously, you know, 28 years of loyalty to that is something that I can't even fathom. So, you know, I'm very appreciative of the time I got to play there, and to say I was, you know, to say I was a Philadelphia Wing.